All right. Hey, Jess. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Glad to be back.
I thought it would be fun to catch up with you. I feel like you've been busy the past year since we talked. New events, new products that you've been involved with. So let's start maybe with events. I think recently you went to Mexico, right, to do a big freestyle event. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so we went back to Del Norte Fly Fest in Torreon, Mexico in November. We've been there a few years prior. They had it as a fly-in mainly, and this year they decided to do a international freestyle contest, and it brought in, you know, some fantastic pilots, some of the best freestyle pilots from around the world, and I was honored to be invited to that. So we made it happen. And, you know, with it being in Mexico, mileage-wise, it's not super far away. And we had an opportunity to meet up with one of the event organizers in Laredo, Texas, and kind of help with the logistics of the airplane a little bit. Figured that would be easier than getting there, assembling an airplane, or, you know, shipping an airplane. So thankful for those guys that they were willing to do that, and it worked out pretty well. It was nice to get there, not spend a whole lot of time on the setup of the airplane and just kind of get straight into the flying. But the event was great. Always have a great time there. The people and the hospitality and the culture are what make it. You know, being in Mexico, you get some great food, you know, some great parties at the field, you know, some great amenities. And the facility is awesome too. Nice paved runway, wide open, perfect for pretty much any style of flying.
This is the first freestyle event that you've got in a while, and I believe the first freestyle event or freestyle competition you've participated in with Flex, right?
Yeah, that's correct. this was the only freestyle contest that I participated in for 2023. And the first one with Flex Innovation. So we were able to fly the Edge 540 there. There were a couple other Edges there, which was good to see, but we were able to fly it there. And, you know, one interesting thing about this event and this location, you know, being in Mexico is the elevation. So, you know, that's a big factor. And then you get some hotter days there. So you factor in the air density, but it definitely makes an effect. Has an effect on performance, especially compared to what we're used to here stateside, and especially here where I am locally. So overall, the Edge did really good handling the different air conditions. You know, it changed throughout the event too as the temperature changes. So a bit of adjustability, but, you know, it's all part of the acclimation and everyone's in the same boat. So, you know, it's definitely a challenge in itself when you're losing performance and maneuverability.
Are you still using the DA120 with stock mufflers?
Yep, that's the setup. And that's the setup I ran there in Mexico with a 28 by 9.5 Falcon prop. And, you know, it's you know, you still get, you know, from a power standpoint, it's not, you know, as great as what you would get here, but the throttle response and the power, it's manageable. You know, the biggest thing is how heavy the airplane feels in the lesser air. You know, power is not, you know, totally off the charts like what it is here.
It's been a while since you've gone to a freestyle competition. Have you seen any major changes in either flight skills or the general type of freestyle, the style that people are flying?
Yeah, I think, you know, overall, the flying skill and the flight envelope from everyone is definitely improved. You know, with this one in Mexico, it brought in some guys from Europe, you know, South America, locally in Mexico and the United States, obviously. So there's, you know, a lot of combined flying styles. And a lot of similarities too, but I think the biggest thing is, you know, a lot of pilots are, like I said, using a wider flight envelope. So in their flight, they're mixing up, slow speed, precision, and then the higher speed, aggressive stuff. So, I think there's a little more variety overall. You still get the varying styles, someone might lean a little more heavily towards one, type of flying than the other, but, overall the variety is a lot more. And I want to say, I think people are probably flying to the music a little more too. I think the time spent into, finding good songs and getting a good, well choreographed mix together is kind of, coming to fruition a little bit, from everyone. So it's really cool to see. Of course, everyone will sprinkle in a little bit of originality too. You see some newer stuff, some newer combinations, but overall, I think it's really cool just to see the improvement and then the combination of international styles.
So I think the other pretty exciting thing you've been up to lately is working with Flex on some new products, right? I've seen at least two new announcements, a 70cc cap and some new Flex foam profiles. Can you talk about those?
Yeah, so regarding the cap, that was a project that we were working on majority of 2023. And at Cajun Huckfest here in Louisiana back in October, we unveiled it at that event, brought it out in both color schemes. And, it really got a lot of attention there and a really positive outlook on it at that event. Kike brought the red and black one from his location in Florida, and I had the yellow and blue one that I've been flying and testing this year. And, it was a great location to show that airplane off because we were able to get a fairly decent amount of our team guys in attendance at that event. So they were able to see it there. Lane was flying the cap a little bit, the red one, and we were able to do some demo flights. And, from a flying style standpoint, it's an extremely high performance airplane. I've been running the DA-70 on mine, and the flight envelope is right up there with anything else. The XA capabilities are, a lot of fun. It definitely moves pretty quick through precision, covers a lot of ground quick, which is really good for high performance XA flying. But the slow speed ability of the cap is, it really impressed me. The yaw authority, the slow speed, upright and inverted Harrier stability. I was definitely really impressed, and the track's really nice. I think this is a project that Kike's been working on for quite a while, the cap design in general, obviously with the 60E size. It's been out for a little while, so this platform has kind of been in his mind for a while, and seeing it, with a giant scale airplane like the 70cc, it's a really good size for it. It's still affordable, but you get the big plane feel, and the twin cylinder 70cc engines, it's a good pairing for it. And we're really looking forward to seeing people get their hands on them. From a construction standpoint, this one has the new speed lock mechanisms on them for the stabs, wings, and canopy. So limited field assembly time, obviously, and it seems to be holding up really, really well. So really excited about that.
Usually people have this like love-hate relationship with caps, at least in RC, because it's a really nice looking model. There's not a lot of them these days, and I believe part of it is due to some previous models having some coupling tendencies when you use rudder, right? How does this cap handle that?
This was, in all honesty, this cap was really, aside from several years ago, really the first cap that, I've had experience with. I was really impressed with, the coupling tendencies. You know, that's one of the big things that people talk about with caps, obviously. And with a few design tricks on this one, you know, it really kind of made it modern, I guess you'd say, would be the best way to put it compared to all the other airplanes. I mean, the percentages that you put into the radio, you know, I run a little bit of a knife edge mix on every airplane, and the percentages are pretty much with par with anything else. So, you know, just a really solid platform, you know, with still trying to keep the most scale as possible look to the cap. You know, you got to have, there's a few features on the cap that you got to have to make it, you know, noticeable that you can definitely tell that's a cap. So, having that and having the maximum performance you can, stability, consistency is all important. And it's a really impressive airplane. I think people are really going to like it. And hopefully it kind of puts those negative thoughts of the cap to rest a little bit, because it's a really fun airplane. I think it deserves a lot of credit.
Yeah, it looks I think the schemes look really nice. I assume that bringing the wing and the stabs a bit closer in line with the center of the plane helps a little bit those type of bad tendencies that people tend to complain about when thinking of all generations of caps, right?
Yeah, for sure. You know, this cap, it's you know, we're still able to have it to where it's not, you know, mid wing or mid stab. You know, there's still an offset there quite a bit, but you know, perfectly scale, you know, with the wing, you know, slammed all the way down as a low wing and then the stab raised up. You know, that would be a little more difficult to get, you know, a consistent feel to it, you know, especially knife edge performance, coupling and precision. That would be a little more difficult to do. So this platform kind of seems to give the best of both worlds. And, you know, it's still, you know, very much a low wing airplane. You know, you look at it from a side profile, it's not a perfectly mid-wing airplane, so still able to keep a bit of the scale look that way. And you know, the from a fuse standpoint, you know, it's pretty, in my opinion, pretty darn scale. It's hard to top that and still get a good performing airplane in the RC world. So like I said, best of both worlds. And the biggest thing is that, you know, once people get their hands on the airplane, that all flying styles will be able to demand what they want out of it. So we're really looking forward to it.
In terms of gear and setup, I believe this one uses a single servo per aileron, right?
Yeah. One servo per aileron, one servo per elevator. Then one for the rudder, and then you've got your throttle, obviously, but, 70cc, platform, gas or electric, 60cc will work as well. The two prototypes been running on, DA70s, you know, pretty typical setup, you know, for that size. I think I'm running a 10 channel power safe receiver in it, been in a 24x9 Falcon prop with the DA70. So that's providing some good performance. It's a fast airplane if you want it to be. You know, vertical performance is good too. You know, it's not all speed. You know, it's got some solid punch out of 3D and slows down really well. So the power of the 70cc, it doesn't feel, you know, sluggish. There's not areas where it's lacking a little bit. I would say it feels like a 120cc sized airplane, you know, just a little bit smaller. So the 70cc engine is a perfect option for it.
Yeah, I've seen the 70cc also, the 70cc size in general getting pretty popular. It's very close in size and performance to the 120, but it simplifies things a little bit, right? You don't have to worry with the double servo per aileron setup. It's a bit more affordable, but you still get the large plane feel.
Exactly. Yeah, this is you know, from a feeling standpoint, performance standpoint, it's pretty similar to a 120cc. You know, there's some areas where it might feel a little bit lighter being a smaller airplane, but overall, it's basically a more affordable 120cc airplane, you know, lesser servos, a little smaller engine. I am running a stock exhaust on this, but it can take tune pipes and cans too. So a lot of options for it as well. I know there's a few different engines on the market that'll work well for this. So, but I mean, you nailed it. It's an option for people that want the bigger airplane feel and can't really invest into a 120cc.
For people starting to plan their build for this plane, are you using, or do you recommend using the Rudder Servo as a push-pull or pull-pull style?
Yeah, there's options spots for both of them. But I think the most recent model that Kike has is basically a pre-production, and he's running push-pull on that, and it balances pretty well. Everyone has their preference with push-pull and pull-pull. Some people like the feel of one or the other, you know, CG aside. So that kind of factors into it. But the biggest thing is there's provisions in the airplane for both. So people have that option. This airplane will be available as RFSV as well. So you can get this airplane with the 49010 Potenza servos in the RFSV package. Back to the push-pull and pull-pull. From a CG standpoint, you'll be fine with both, depending on where you put your batteries. But I believe Kike's, which is the pre-production version, at a push-pull rudder servo in the tail, I believe his batteries ended up around the fuel tank. So pretty decent spot for him. There's a lot of access to move the batteries around depending on your receiver setup, wiring, that sort of thing.
Do you have a general idea of when these planes will be available to order and available for people to get their hands on it?
Yeah, so pre-orders will, the plan is to open up pre-orders pretty soon. I don't want to put, an exact date on that. I think there's still a few things to finish up, back office side of it, but pre-orders should be opening up really soon. I mean, we're talking a couple weeks, if not a little sooner. Don't want to give any guarantees there, but, and then availability, we're looking at spring of this year, 2024. So things are moving right along with it, and we should be able to get some more content out there too, some solid flying video, some more pictures, and just moving right along. And before we know it, we'll be seeing all sorts of these things in the air.
Very cool. The other one, big announcement I've seen from Flex recently were the small foamies, right? The new line, I believe you call them like Flex Foam Profiles.
Yep. Flex Foam Profiles, FP for short. This is a, this derived from the cooperation of Flex Innovations and JTA Innovations. When I joined Flex at the beginning of last year, we introduced Flex as a U.S. distributor for JTA. And we got going and had a lot of success. And, we got start to thinking, we've got a lot of resources here. If we combine all our resources, I think we can do something pretty special. And sure enough, we headed towards that direction, combined our resources, and we're able to come up with this foam profile line, which is PNP. It basically uses the same construction and design techniques from JTA. This lineup that we're introducing here is a little bit different, some newer designs, but from a construction standpoint and performance standpoint, it's pretty much the same as the previous JTA lineup, but all PNP now, and the options and availabilities are a lot greater now. We've got spare parts that we're going to be able to carry, so that's a big thing for us. With foamies, people, myself included, we thrash on the foamies a little harder than what we do the other stuff that's a little more expensive or a little more timely to assemble. So spare parts are a big factor for this lineup. So we're really excited about it. We've got a great global reach, great national reach with dealers and distributors. So should be able to get these in the hands of pretty much everyone. And we've got some pretty cool potential for future projects too in this line.
The other cool thing is that these are basically pretty much assembled for you, right?
Yep. This is a very, very minimal workload for the customer to get in the air. I would say 90 to 95% ready to go. Due to shipping constraints, I mean, it's not 100% assembled. So that's the only reason why, is because of shipping constraints. But I mean, the workload just consists of, you know, gluing the wing on pretty much. We'll be posting some photos of that process, which is, I mean, probably half hour. You get the box and get it in the air. And that's for someone who's even of the lesser experience from a foamy assembler standpoint. So we'll be posting some photos and details of that process on our social media pages. But overall, I mean, it's motors mounted, ESCs connected and mounted, servos are hooked up, mounted in the airplane with the arms and linkages all hooked up. And the carbon fiber rigging is obviously all glued in and pre-done. So no worries there from a carbon fiber standpoint. Landing gear is assembled with the wheels and wheel pants. So we're talking very, very minimal work from a assembly standpoint. The biggest thing is just, like I said, the wing, connecting it to the fuselage, top part of the fuselage, and then radio setup. So, and we've got a APC 9x4.1 prop is what's included in the kits for this Edge and Ultimate FP.
So basically, pretty much you just need your batteries and your receiver?
Yep. The batteries and receiver. Receiver is your choice, but we do offer the Potenza 2S 600 milliamp battery in two C rating configurations, a 45C and the 100C. So that can be bought together with the airplane. And it's a great battery. We've been running it all year long with the previous JTA lineup, and the performance with the T-Motor AM40 and the T-Motor ESC seems like a perfect match. And no soldering required either. T-Motor ESC comes with the JST connector, and so does the Potenza battery. So it's just a matter of plugging in and go. So great performance combo all together. And this power package has been something, you know, JTA's been selling for quite some time. So when we made this transition, it was a no-brainer. You know, people have got familiarity with it, and it's hard to beat from a performance standpoint. So had to go with it.
How do these new planes compare to your prior 4B models, the JTA line?
Yeah, so the Edge is obviously probably the closest to the previous JTA airplanes, the previous flat foam lineup, because it's a monoplane. All the airplanes of that lineup were monoplanes, and the dimensions are fairly similar. Power setup is the same. So it's that was the goal of this airplane too, you know, with the Edge, was to capture the spirit of the previous lineup and put it into this airplane so people could have the same performance and, you know, not lose anything with this transition. So that was the goal, and we've definitely succeeded. It's got the fast, rapid roll rate that we've had in the previous airplanes, the great tracking performance. And, you know, with the Edge, it's really slows down really nice, really stable. The Ultimate was actually in the works, you know, for a couple of years now. We've wanted to do a biplane in the previous lineup, and when this kind of came all together, you know, with the transition with Flex and the FP lineup, you know, we decided, well, we're doing this Edge that's based off the 120cc, and I had the Ultimate design for a couple years actually, and just had to iron out a few details and then kind of held off from JTA production until this Flex merger. And so figured it was a great opportunity to bring it out with the Ultimate 70cc inspired color scheme. And I think from a flying standpoint, the Ultimate is definitely unique in itself for a low and slow capable airplane. It's like a low and slow trainer. I mean, if anyone's looking to, you know, practice some 3D maneuvers, rolling Harriers, the Harriers, the, you know, the basic stuff, the Ultimate's the way to go. It's very forgiving, so floaty, and a lot of tail authority too at higher speeds. And, you know, it's just a fun airplane all around. I think both of these airplanes complement their larger counterparts well. But it's, I think compared to the previous lineup, they complement that as well too. But the Edge is definitely the closest to the previous lineup being a monoplane.
Yeah, this is really, really cool release. I think the only other kind of aromatic foamy similar to this that is already kind of PNP is the E-Flight Erratics 3D. And I think that one got pretty popular because of that, because it's a plane that is basically ready to go. However, I don't think it's a particularly good plane. I think it's fairly heavy. I think this new line from Flex probably could take over that market pretty easily.
Yeah, you know, we'll see. It's definitely a lot different than the Erratics, you know, from a weight standpoint. I mean, we're definitely a little bit lighter there. from a weight standpoint, we're lighter. That's you know, factual. But, you know, I think it's all personal preference, and we'll see how the reception is. But so far, it's been really well. We're looking forward to getting into this market and bringing an offering like this. You know, with the JTA stuff in the past, you know, we've gotten a lot of feedback, and you know, that's one of the things was the assembly process and the time that it takes to put together a flat foamy with the carbon fiber and the gluing and the parts and the servo setup. So this has been something that, you know, is honestly derived from the customer feedback. You know, it was when we had this opportunity with the combined resources, it was a no-brainer to go this direction because of that customer feedback. So we're really looking forward to having this as an offering. And, you know, if it stacks up well with what else is on the market, then fantastic. But I think overall, this is a really unique offering, really unique item that's hard to compare with anything else. And we've got a lot of options to do in the future too, to grow this line with different kinds of airplanes. So we'll see how the customer feedback is with this Edge and Ultimate and go from there.
How are the dates for this line of planes in terms of pre-orders, deliveries?
Yeah, so pre-orders are currently going on now for both the Edge and Ultimate. We've got quite a bit of pre-orders in. And as far as ETA and delivery go, we're looking at spring of this year. You know, similar timeline to the Cap. These are in production now, obviously. The biggest thing is just, you know, the transit time from the factory to stateside. And that's the spring 2024 timeline for this FP lineup. But pre-orders are going on now on the website, and the manual's pretty much tidied up, finished up for both of these airplanes. So we'll get that published so the customers and public can see the manual and dive a little bit into the details of the process to get these going. The very little details, that is. But obviously there's some setup techniques, dial-in techniques, and info on these airplanes that are included in the manuals, CG setup, that sort of thing.
Any other upcoming projects with Flex that we should know about? Are you able to share some details?
There's always stuff that's going on. Always ideas flowing. I think this year will be pretty cool to see, you know, what comes out and the types of lines of aircraft that we'll be offering. And, I kind of touched on it earlier, but a lot of it's, you know, we hear from customers, you know, got this set up, you know, want to go into this size of airplane or this type of airplane. And that's kind of where a lot of the ideas come from. We always have eyes and ears open to what people are interested in. So, I think this year will be really interesting to see what we're able to get on the market. You know, a lot of projects in the works right now, and we'll see how the timing goes for development and availability, and go from there. But obviously, everyone will be kept in the loop. We don't want to announce something or release anything and not have, you know, all the answers for it, you know, with the CAP or the FP line, for example. I would say that's probably the earliest we would want to announce a project. And at that point, you know, we still had an ETA on availability, you know, that's really important for us, you know, instead of just releasing something and not having all the answers to it on availability and information such as that. So that's really important. And once we have all those details ironed out, that's when it's time to release something. So we'll see how the scheduling goes for this year, but definitely keep an eye out for some cool stuff.
Yeah, it's hard to announce something and then have people waiting for months and months to hear more about it.
Definitely, yeah, for sure. We definitely want to have all the answers to the questions as much as possible. Regarding availability, having manuals available, giving pre-orders as an option, you know, having color scheme details, construction details, that sort of thing. So, the further along we are in the processes of these developments, and projects, you know, then we decide, you know, do we want to, bring it out at a big event? Do we want to have, you know, a online announcement, kind of like what we did with the, FP, lineup, you know, that kind of determines how we announce it as well. Once we get into the summertime, the spring and summertime, the events are kind of an option. When we did this FP announcement, that wasn't really an option, you know, being over the winter. So that all depends too, you know, the timeline of how to do the announcement. You know, if it's the CAP, for example, when we did that, it's, you know, a giant scale airplane and we wanted to do it at an event. So that's why we brought it out at Cajun Huckfest as opposed to, you know, waiting in the wintertime. You know, we wanted to have give some people the opportunity to see it in person and do some demo flights with it.
Speaking of events, any major events or competitions already planned for the year?
Yeah, so, Joan All is obviously one of the bigger ones, along with Seth, located in Georgia. So Seth and Joan All are nearly back-to-back, you know, from a timeline perspective. So those are on the schedule for Flex. And from there, there's definitely, some events talked about and in the planning. Nothing's ever really set in stone this far out, but Seth and Joan All for sure. And then later on in the year, you know, in the summertime, there's definitely some ideas, but we'll definitely announce, Flex's attendance and product availability at those events as time gets closer. From a competition standpoint, there's a few options there as well. I think this year it's kind of coming back a little bit, the contest. So we'll see what we're able to attend, but it would be awesome to definitely do a couple more freestyle competitions.
I know you might not have figured out if you're going to go or not yet, but I'm sure you've seen this new competition. I think it's called King of Freestyle. That is, I think it's happening later this year in Washington. One of the things that I thought was particularly interesting is it looks a bit of a departure from the typical IMAC type freestyle rules. So it's not like a, what you would say, in a Tux and Aromatic Surat freestyle. It looks like it's much more focused on how much of a show you're putting to the audience. So I'm curious to hear your thoughts about that and also about the night round. I think it's the first time I see a competition, freestyle competition, with a night round. And I know that you've done a lot of like demo flying at night. So I'm kind of curious what your thoughts are about that type of that type of change.
Yeah. I think the night flying is really popular. It's something really cool. I'm not sure exactly how they're going to do it. If they're going to do a floodlight type flying or have lights on the airplanes. I'm not sure what the rules are for that, but that'll be interesting to see how they go about that. From the contest as a whole, I don't know a lot of information about it, in all honesty, as far as, what the criteria is, how it's going to be judged. I'm really not sure about that. But clearly it's definitely focused towards entertainment and the show of the flight. No doubt that there'll be some fantastic flying and good coverage that comes out of it. Just looking forward to seeing some more info about it and what the goal is for the contest and what they're looking for. Like I said, I think, from a pilot's list, it looks like they're going to be able to bring in, a lot of talent, a lot of skill. So no doubt it's going to be a good show.
Yeah, I agree. It's going to be pretty fun. I'm very curious about the night flying, especially because I imagine that most people would have to or would want to have a separate routine for night, just because a lot of the maneuvers that you might do in a typical freestyle will not present very well at night. Like if you might not want to take the plane that far or that high, or things just don't look the same. So it's definitely going to be interesting how people tackle that once the time comes.
Yeah, that's true. Kind of along those lines, a lot of it has to do with, how they do it with the lights on the airplanes or the light towers. Obviously with the light towers, you got some constrictions as far as, flying area goes. And like you said, even with the lights on the airplane, when you're flying further away or up higher, it doesn't really present as well. Preparation standpoint for this one, it'll be interesting to see if they, have a set criteria or not. So that'll determine, how you prepare, whether or not you put a routine together or not. I read in the rules that you get bonus points for touching the ground, so I'm not really sure how you would practice that.
It's cool that they're trying to do something different. Like, I don't know how good or not so good some of those changes will be, but it's cool to see somebody trying something different.
For sure, yeah. And I think entertainment, there'll be no lack thereof. So it'll be definitely exciting.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, Jess, thank you so much for joining us and, talking a bit about all these different projects we're working on and events you've been going to.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. Just like last time, it was an honor to come on here and chat with you. And a lot of exciting stuff. 2023 was a lot of fun. It was a great way to cap it off with the trip to Mexico and seeing all those guys again and being a part of that contest. So, the FP line, that's, I think the biggest goal behind that is just kind of, giving an option to everyone, whether you're a beginner or really experienced, and something easy to and something really convenient and accessible. And obviously really excited about the cap, super high performance throughout the flight envelope. So yeah, just great to be on here and chat with you.
All right. Catch you later.